Welcome, beautiful humans. This is Ash London Live.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Darren Criss on Ash London Live.
Now, the man, the myth, the legend, Draco, my side high kick, is the movie and television guru of the team.
Yep.
So I'm going to leave this one to you, matey, to tell the people who you're about to chat to.
Darren Criss of Glee fame.
Oh, my God. He was so hot in Glee.
I know. Plus a thousand other things. But right now he's just done a telly mini series movie thing.
So here for it.
Yeah, with Ricky
Martin.
What is Ricky Martin doing?
Is he in it or does he produce it?
He's in it. He plays Gianni Versace's boyfriend.
Okay, well, obviously I know I'm going to go home tonight and watch this.
Well, it's not out till tomorrow night, 8:30 on Foxtel.
Oh, come on.
But, and then it's one episode a week. But, I think there's 10 episodes.
Oh.
But I'll send you a link. I've got a link for all of them. It's fine. He's in it. Penelope Cruz is in it. She plays Donatella Versace.
Oh, yeah. I'm so here for Donatella.
She's so good at it.
Great.
Apparently, she had to go to lingo, like, accent lessons to learn how to speak like Donatella.
Heaven,
that really
I live
thick
for
Italian
it.
Accent.
Yeah. So you got the chance to sit down in studio with Darren Criss, who is in the show.
Yeah. Darren Criss.
Hey, man.
How are you? Welcome to Australia.
I'm good, man. I'm so excited to be here. It's taken long enough.
Is this your first time?
Yeah. And I hate that that's the case, but I love that I finally made it. So I'm dealing with it just fine. But it's taken me this long. I mean, you guys are far away.
Isn't it the worst?
You really are so far away.
Yeah.
We've done so many fun things. I'm also crazy because when I travel, I fit in as many things as humanly possible.
That's like me.
Yeah, I hate going on holidays where you sit and do, like, relaxing holidays.
No way. Yeah, I save that for being at home. But I, no, we've done, like, the first thing off the plane, we went immediately to Wildlife Sydney or Sydney Wildlife. I know what's...
Wildlife Sydney.
Oh, my God. So we were immediately within... Like, you know, I was playing the piano at my bar in LA, and then within like 17 hours, 18 hours, I'm with a kangaroo,
like a koala,
and a koala, and a quokka, and a crocodile, and I was like, thank you.
It's kind of weird, though, because, like, we're in Sydney right now, and it's a city, and we actually don't have any of those animals. Like, they all live in the outback.
Right.
Literally 10 hours away.
I know.
But it's weird to have them in the middle of the city in Darling Harbour, and that building's like a weird tent kind of thing.
Yeah, right next to the harbour.
Right.
Like, next to sharks and, like, crocodiles.
Right. Yeah. So it's weird when you go in.
But it's nice, because if you're a metropolitan person, you'd rather not leave the city, then you can have them right there for you.
Yeah.
So it's great.
What else have you been doing?
My friend is in Book of Mormon. My friend, who was also a writer on a Harry Potter musical, named AJ Holmes. He's playing Elder Cunningham in Book of Mormon. So I saw him. That was amazing. We have still two more days left here, so we're going to do a lot more fun things that I won't even mention.
Well, I feel like you will not agree at all, but we are kind of the same person.
I don't know. Where's this going? It all depends.
Okay. I love musicals and theater. You do musicals and theater.
Yeah.
I love the brand Versace.
Nice.
You're in this, like, telly mini series.
Right.
And you just touched on it before. You own a piano bar.
Yeah.
I don't, which we're going to talk about later.
Please.
But let's talk about Assassination of Gianni Versace, because you play Andrew Cunanan.
That's right, yeah.
Because I was trying to work out how to say the name. So he's the serial killer. Penelope Cruz is in it. Ricky Martin's in it. But young people might not know. Like, I didn't know that Versace wasn't Donatella's brand. I had no idea.
Really? Well, that's really showing your age, because I feel like that's...
Thank you.
I think that's interesting. I think most people that I've spoken to that didn't know a lot about the show is about most of the other stuff, like all the other murders and everything. But even in your defense, like, I was 10 when he was shot. Like, that wasn't something where, like, you know, my parents sent me down and said, honey, you know, Gianni Versace.
Right.
Like, why would that be something that would be in my sort of the frontal lobe of my brain as a child? So it wasn't until later in life, I remember I was like taking a tour in Milan. I was at, it's either his house or like an estate that they own.
Okay.
Where a lot of his stuff is, or maybe it's his old apartment. I don't remember, but I was there for a Versace event like in 2011. And yeah, they were saying, well, you know, this was of course after Mr. Versace was shot. And I was like, oh, that's right, yeah. That's really sad.
Just quickly, explain the show and how you fit into it as the killer of not just Versace, a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, well, so many people don't know anything about it, which is fun because it's a really compelling story that when people watch it, they go, what? How did I not know about this? So, spoiler alert, one of the many, many shocking things, so luckily this isn't the only thing that I'll be giving away, but, you know, Andrew Cunanan was very troubled. He was a very gifted guy that isn't the sort of typical killer that kind of had this really tragic fall from grace and ended up going on this terrible spree killing. in 1997, ultimately ending with the murder of Gianni Versace. But he killed four other people. And so this show kind of goes through the events leading up to the murder of Gianni Versace and the backgrounds of the people involved in these killings and these murders and the investigation.
And all acted so incredibly. It's a star-studded cast. I mean, Penelope Cruz plays Donatella Versace. Ricky Martin is in it. And Ash London is obsessed with Ricky Martin to the point of, like, she can sing all his songs in English and in Spanish.
Wow, that's good.
Yep. But what's the story about you hanging out with Ricky Martin and having, like, sing-alongs? Is that true?
People seem to be really obsessed about this. It's not like we said, hey, guys, let's get together and have a sing-along. It sounds like that when I'm shorthanded about our hangouts.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, if you're going to hang out with me and put me by a pool and give me some alcohol, I'm just kind of playing away. And if Ricky Martin's there, I'm like, you know, it'd be funny if I just play some Ricky Martin, see if he sings along. And he does. It's great. So, yeah, we, you know, have a little 90s sing-along.
Yeah.
You know, Penelope Cruz singing Let It Go at the top of her lungs.
Frozen Let It Go?
Girl, yeah. As opposed to...
I don't know.
I guess James Bay, maybe?
Yeah.
That's another good one. Penelope Cruz just really loves James Bay.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Darren Chris on Ash London Live.
Like we were talking about before, you are in this, obviously. Ricky Martin's in this. And Penelope Cruz is in this. And I was watching an interview where she said she had to go to all, like, the these, like, dialect training classes to get the accent, because Donatella has a very specific accent.
She does, yeah.
And so does Penelope. They're both, like, very different.
Totally different.
And she's had the wig, and then there was, all, like, I feel like a lot of people had makeup and prosthetics and stuff, but you kind of just look like you. Did you have to go through...
No, we had actually a lot. It's actually...
Oh, really?
This is an exclusive. I don't think I've ever really talked about this before, because no one's really ever asked. No, I had like a hair wig piece in.
Oh.
Because I have curly hair.
Right. I just thought they like blow dried it.
No, because especially when you're shooting in Miami and like, you know, the air is like, there's no way and wind's blowing and you're like jumping in pools and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that took so long. Yeah. And just the amount of care and obsession over this hair.
Yeah.
Because if it ever went curly, like then it'd be a problem because then that's my hair. So
they're
obsessed with making sure that Ryan Murphy doesn't mess around with... You know, he like no expense spared on wigs. Ain't no trashy lace fronts and feud. You know, he's like you know pulling out the stops. The hair was like something that I think is an unsung hero of that show.
And lastly, I want to talk about the piano bar that you just opened in Hollywood.
Yeah,
because Tramp Stamp Grannies.
Yep. You said
firstly,
it.
Incredible name. It's
Thank
my
you.
Dream. I've been to New York a few times, but I was under 21. And I know, and I could never go to Marie's Crisis. And
what? Like, come on. Like, really? You must have gone on like a really crowded night. I feel like
it would have been a weekend.
Yeah, maybe in a weekend. I'm there like anytime between like 1 and 4 in the morning on weeknights. So,
okay.
So I'm like on the B side of Marie's Crisis usually.
Is that why because you love that, you like wanted to open one?
Well, it's something we've always talked about. Mia, my fiance, we both have always had like, you know, we always hang out at Marie's Crisis. A big part of our relationship is tied to Marie's Crisis and to piano bars in general. Like a lot of my life is involved, you know, either playing guitars or playing a piano. Much like this, you know, we're kind of joking about it, but like being with Ricky Martin and Penelope Cruz, I enjoy getting people together and singing. It's not about me. It's about getting people together and drinking and having a great time. And so that's a big part of my beginning in L.A. and in college where I would play at all these places. And that's kind of how I made my daily bread, right?
Yeah.
So I always wanted to open a piano bar. And it was really her dream that she always wanted to do. So it's a pipe dream that we're living out. And it's barely open a month and we're doing great. And it's fun because it's literally the old adage of, you know, if you build it, they will come. And it's been so fun to have all these wonderful people like find their happy place there. Yeah, we're so proud of it. So you have to come if you're in Los Angeles. And that goes for anybody listening.
Yes.
If you're into singing along by a piano.
Well, I'm going to be in LA in 2 weeks for the MTV Movie Awards.
Get over there, man.
1,000,000% I am going there.
Yeah, please. Yeah, that'd be super fun.
And also good luck because you're up for an MTV as well.
Oh, that's right. Is that really in 2 weeks? No, it's gonna be more than
that. Like June 13th, I think.
Ugh, time is an elastic concept right now. Yeah, that's like 9 years from now for me.
Right. But good luck for that because it's best performance in a show. I'll probably see you on the red carpet.
I hope so.
And so I'll wave you down.
Please do.
And I'll try and go.
Well, if I miss you on the red carpet, then I'll certainly see you at the bar.
Great. Yes. Are you there every night?
I'm there every night that I'm in town.
Are you really?
Yeah, I don't miss a night.
Great. So if I come up to you and be like, hey, remember me from Australia? I was like dying to come here.
I would, well, I mean, first of all, yes. I wouldn't forget. How could I forget you? But yes, I just come to the bar.
Great, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Darren, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. This is fun.
The Assassination of Gianni Versace, tomorrow night, 8:30 on Showcase on Foxtel. Thanks for hanging out, Darren Chris.
Cool, thanks. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
See it, hear it, live it, and breathe it.